Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Narayana namaskritya. Narachaiva narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudirayat. Nashta Prayesha Badresu. Nityam Bhagavatam Sevaya. Bhagavati Otam Slake. Bhakti Bhavati Naistiki. So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, Text 12. Chapter 2 is entitled Ajamil Delivered by the Vishnu Dutas. Naikatikam tadi krite pirniskrite. Mana punam davati chet asatpate. Tat harma niraram abish satam hare. Guna nuvadha khalo satva bhavanaha. Naikantikam tadi krite piniskrite. Mana puna dhavati chet asatpathe. Tar karma niraram abhishatam hare. Guna nuvada kalo satva bhavanaha. Naikantikam tadhi krite piniskrite. Mana puna dhavati chit asatpathe. Tat harma niraram abhishatam hare. Guna nuvada kalo satva bhavanaha.
Thank you.
Absolutely cleansed. Tat, the heart. He, because. Krite, very nicely performed. Api, although. Niskrite, atonement. Manha, the mind. Puna, again. Davati, runs. Chet, if, asarpate, on the path of material activities. Tat, therefore, karma niraram, cessation of the fruitive reactions of material activities. Abhi saptam, for those who seriously want. Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Guna Anuvadaha, constant chanting of the glories. Kalu, indeed. Satra Bhavanaha, actually purifying one's existence. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. The ritualistic ceremonies of atonement recommended in the religious scriptures are insufficient to cleanse the heart absolutely because after atonement, one's mind again runs towards material activities. Consequently, for one who wants liberation from the fruitive reactions of material activities, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, or glorification of the name, fame, and pastimes of the Lord is recommended as the most perfect process of atonement because such chanting eradicates the dirt from one's heart completely. Sri Prabhupada's purport. The statements in this verse have been confirmed previously in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.17. Srivantam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Hiridi Antastohi Abhadrani Vidinoti Suhit Satam. Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. It is the special mercy of the Supreme Lord that as soon as he knows that one is glorifying his name, fame, and attributes, he personally helps cleanse the dirt from one's heart. Therefore, simply by such glorifications, one not only becomes purified, but also achieves the results of pious activities, Punya Shravana Kirtana. Punya Shravana Kirtana refers to the process of devotional service. Even if one does not understand the meaning of the Lord's name, pastimes, or attributes, one is purified simply by hearing or chanting of them. Such purification is called Sattva Bhavana. One's main purpose in human life should be to purify his existence and achieve liberation. As long as one has a material body, one is understood to be impure. In such an impure material condition, one cannot enjoy a truly blissful life. Although everyone seeks it. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, verse 1, says, Tapo divyam putraka yena satam subyet. One must perform tapasya, austerity, to purify his existence in order to come to the spiritual platform. The tapasya of chanting and glorifying the name, fame, and attributes of the Lord is a very easy purifying process by which everyone can be happy. Therefore, everyone who desires the ultimate cleansing of his heart must adopt this process. Other processes, such as karma, jnana, and yoga, cannot cleanse the heart absolutely. Om jnana tamaridasya gyan shlakaya shakshura malitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunastam Bittam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishnam Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha. Hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu, Dinabandho, Jagarpate, Gopisha, Gopita Kanta, Radha Kanta Namastate, Tapta Kanchana Gorangi, Radhe Vrindavanishwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gauratvize Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So first of all, before I say anything, I will first of all request the blessings of all these wonderful Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis assembled here this morning, and especially my spiritual uncles and aunties, to please give me their blessings, their mercy, so that I can say something beneficial for my own self and probably for the benefit of the audience. So I think for the last 3 days, we have been drinking a lot of wonderful nectar from very exalted devotees. Friday, we heard from His Holiness Sachidananda Maharaj. Saturday, we heard from His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj. And yesterday, Sunday, we heard from His Holiness Bhakti Vidya Poornaswami Maharaj. So I think, even if I don't say anything today, I think it's enough. For 3 days we have been drinking the nectar, so today you should rest. Hare Krishna. So anyway, we continue to hear the discussion between the Vishnudutas and the Yamadutas concerning the punishment of Ajamil. We know the story very well. Ajamil is about to leave his body, and he's been arrested, or about to be arrested by the Yamadutas, because he had been very sinful. He had performed so many sinful activities, and now it was time for him to account for his activities. Actually, all of us have to account. That is the nature of material existence. That everything that we do, we might think that nobody is watching, we might think that nobody is seeing, but actually, everything is taken note of. There are many witnesses during the day and during the night that take note of all the activities of the living entity. And so, the very day we take birth till the day we leave this world, every activity is recorded. Yamaraj, he has 14 powerful associates. And these associates is headed by Chitragupta. And so, the duty of these associates is to compile the list of every living entity's activities. Everyone. And when your allotted days, number of days, come to an end, the Yamadutas, who are the constables, the police of Yamaraj, they will immediately appear. And they would hijack the soul. They arrest him. And he will be taken to the court of Yamaraj. Sometimes, the living entity, human beings, we consider these stories as fairy tales. But actually, it is a fact. I will tell you one experience. You like to hear? In my student days, I had some friends who would take me out to enjoy material nature. That is the tendency, that is the propensity of the living entity trying to enjoy Krishna's property. That's why Krishna says, everyone in this material world who does not offer him is a thief. Whatever we are eating, if it is not offered to the Lord, we are thieves. So everyone is stealing in this material world. So, one time, we went to drink. The material world, everybody wants to be intoxicated. In the spiritual world, everyone is intoxicated with the holy names, with the pastimes of the Lord. But in the material world, Such things are not there. But the tendency to become intoxicated is still there. So, we take shelter of drugs, we take shelter of alcohol, we take shelter of so many unnecessary things. So we went and we had our share of the alcohol and we got drunk. And for days, I was sick because it's unnatural. And on the third day, I was vomiting and suffering like anything. And all of a sudden, I saw three short, ugly-looking guys with ropes in their hands. I was in the dormitory. I was in the hostel. And everybody had gone for lectures. And I was alone. So I was so frightened because I've never seen them before. So immediately, even though I was so sick and I was so weak, I was afraid of these guys. And so I jumped out of bed and ran out of the room. And then there was a laborer cleaning the hostel. And I was shouting, "They're there, they're there." And so he said, "Who is there? What is there?" And I said, "They're there." So he went inside, he did not see anything. He came out and said, "Are you getting mad? Should I call the ambulance?" I said, "No." Then we went back and they were not there. I didn't understand. But a few months later, I came across the devotees. And they were selling Srila Prabhupada's books. And those days, there are a lot of this sixth canto. It was the sixth canto Prabhupada instructed that that book should be printed in their numbers and circulated everywhere in the world. So the devotees were having these books on their table. And so I picked up that book. In fact, I saw at the back the picture of the Yamadutas dragging Ajamil out of the body. So I saw that picture and immediately I remember these are the guys looking for me. So I asked, "Who are these guys?" And the devotees told me they are Yamadutas. I said, "What do they do?" He said, "They arrest sinful people to the abode of Yamaraj. He's a superintendent of death. So if you don't want to be arrested, you better start chanting." So immediately, that's how I began my devotional service, by the mercy of Yamaraj. So the Yamadutas, they're there. Yamaraj is there. And all of us living in this material world, we would account to Yamaraj. Ajamil is just about to leave his body. And the Yamadutas, they're always on time. They never get late. They will come at the exact time. So they are on time to take Ajamil to the planet of Yamaraj. But because Ajamil, by some good fortune, he chanted the name of Narayan, which is actually not directed to the Supreme Lord. It was the son's name. But Lord Narayan accepted that chanting as meant for him. That is the mercy, the supreme mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's so merciful. So immediately, instantly, he dispatched the Vishnudutas to go and stop the Yamadutas from what they're trying to do. Don't they know that even though Ajamil had committed so many sinful activities, but simply by chanting the names Narayan, he's free. He's no more under the jurisdiction of Yamaraj and his servants. So stop them. They don't know what they're doing. Stop them. So immediately, the Vishnudutas appeared on the scene and this discussion took place. So the Vishnu Dutas are explaining to the Yama Dutas, because they said that Ayamil had not atoned for his sinful activities, and therefore he has to be taken to Yamaraj. So the Vishnu Dutas, who are higher authorities, who are more knowledgeable, they are educating the Yama Dutas that the ritualistic ceremonies of atonement recommended in the religious scriptures are insufficient to cleanse the heart absolutely, because after atonement, one's mind again runs towards material activities. Consequently, for one who wants liberation from the fruity reactions of material activities, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra or glorification of the name, fame, and pastimes of the Lord is recommended as the most perfect process of atonement, because such chanting eradicates the dirt from one's heart completely. So, on Friday we heard from Maharaj, just Sachinanda Maharaj. He says, when you have a very dirty cloth, if your cloth is dirty, you have to use a very powerful detergent to cleanse the cloth. You cannot use something less powerful. If some grease have touched your cloth, some dirty oil has touched your cloth, you cannot just use ordinary water. You have to use some very powerful detergent to cleanse it. So the living entity has been in material existence from time immemorial. Srila Prabhupada says that one cannot trace out the history of when the living entity has taken shelter of the material energy. It's very difficult to trace the history, how we have come here. And for many, many lives, millions and trillions of lives, we have been living like this, trying to enjoy Krishna's property, trying to enjoy the material energy. And as a result, the heart has become so dirty. It has become so polluted. And so, the process of yoga, the process of jnana, what is speak of karma, cannot cleanse the heart effectively. It cannot cleanse the heart properly. Therefore, Mahaprabhu has come to give us this very, very powerful process of the holy name that can cleanse the heart completely. That is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even Yamaraj himself, he loves to chant. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, the 16th chapter, when the sages of Namasarinya wanted to begin their 1,000-year sacrifice, and they did not want to experience death, what did they do? They invited Yamaraj to participate in the discussion. And so Sunanka Rishi says that the only way one can avoid death is to invite Yamaraj. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that Yamaraj is a pure devotee. He loves to chant. He loves to hear the holy names of the Lord. And therefore, if you want to avoid death, then you have to invite Yamaraj to chant, to hear the glories of the holy name. So even Yamaraj himself, he loves to chant the holy names. It is described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that the Devi, the different demigods, used to come to Jagannath Misra's house here in Mayapur to witness the activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They will come in the morning disguised, and they would render different services. For the whole day, they'll be there. At the end of the day, they'll go back. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the two great sinners, Jagai and Madai, it was a very big news. The demigods were amazed that these two sinners could be delivered. And so, Chitragupta informed Yamaraj that the two sinners, Jagai and Madai, whose records have filled so many files. In fact, it is said that the associates of Yamaraj could not catch up with the recordings of the activities of Jagai and Madai. The more they tried to record the activities of Jagai and Madai, the more they committed more sins. So it was very difficult for them to catch up with the recordings of the activities of Jagai and Madai. So when they were delivered, Chitragupta informed Yamaraj that Mahaprabhu has delivered Jagai and Madai. So immediately Yamaraj heard this, he fell unconscious. He fell unconscious in his chariot. And that created some anxiety for his associates. Chitragupta and his other servants, they began to cry. Their master has fallen into unconsciousness. Is he dead? Is he alive? What is happening to him? So they were crying. And just then, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, they were also passing by, and they saw that Yamaraj was unconscious. So they approached Chitragupta and asked, what has happened to Yamaraj? If he has gone unconscious, what about his service? And they said, well, they don't know what to do. They just reported to him about the deliverance of Jagai and Madai, and he fell unconscious. We don't know whether he's dead. We don't know whether he's alive. We don't know. So please, if you can do something. So, observing Yamaraj's body, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Narada Muni, they could understand that actually he was not dead. He was in ecstasy, hearing the wonderful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivering these great sinners. So when they understood that, they started to chant the Hare Krishna mantra into the ear of Yamaraj. And immediately Yamaraj came back to life. And when Yamaraj came to life, he began to chant the holy name very loudly and dance very ecstatically. It is described that there was a big Sankirtan led by Yamaraj. And everybody was dancing. Yamaraj forgot his duty. He was dancing. Lord Shiva forgot his duty. He was dancing. He even went naked. Lord Brahma was chanting the names of Krishna with his four mouths. He was dancing. Narada Muni was dancing. Even Ganesh joined the Father. That is the potency of the holy name. So here we are. Mahaprabhu has given us his holy name. How much are we chanting the holy name? How much are we taking shelter of the holy name? That is our real business. Our real business is chanting Hare Krishna. That's our real business. Every devotee of this Hare Krishna movement must take the chanting very, very seriously. The Hare Krishna movement was started by chanting Hare Krishna. In 1966, Srila Prabhupada started the Hare Krishna movement in the Tuscan Square in New York City by doing what? By performing kirtan. He did not do anything very, very special. Just go to Topsken Square, sit down there alone. He was alone. And just chant Hare Krishna. That is how the Hare Krishna movement started. And we have experience that anywhere we want to start a movement in different cities, what do? We just go there, we just perform some Harinam, perform some kirtan, and that is how the temple starts. So this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is so powerful because it's none different from Krishna. So, as devotees, we have no other business. Our first business is to chant Hare Krishna. That is what will save us from this material existence. Everybody has to chant. It is important. Just as the Vishnuduta are saying here, that no other process can purify the heart completely. But if you take to the process of chanting the holy names of the Lord, the heart can be purified. And what has happened to Ajamil will also happen to us. At the time of death, the Vishnudutas will come and take us to the spiritual world. The goal is to go back home, back to Godhead. And the process to go back home, back to Godhead, is to chant the holy names of the Lord. So that is why we are here. We are here to chant. Yamaraj told his servants that the chanting of the holy names of the Lord is the number one duty of every human being. Etavan eva asmi loke. That the number one duty of every human being is to chant the holy names. That is our number one duty. Because in Kali Yuga, there is so much pollution. There is so much contamination. And the only way we can overcome this pollution and contamination is to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all pure. And the Lord has manifested himself in this world in the form of his name. So we must take advantage of this holy name. The holy name will give us bliss. The holy name will give us association of Krishna. And the holy name will take us back home, back to Godhead. In fact, when Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan, his first attempt to go to Vrindavan, which failed, he went through Katak, which is the seat of government of Orissa. And King Pratparudra went to meet him and rendered a lot of services to Mahaprabhu. And then he entrusted Mahaprabhu's journey across into the Muslim area into his very dear servants. But those days, it was very difficult to travel through Muslim-ruled areas. So at the end of Pataprodra's kingdom was the Muslim kingdom. And so for Mahaprabhu to travel across that place, there was a need for them to negotiate with a Muslim governor before Mahaprabhu could travel across that area. So while they were discussing how to approach this Muslim governor, the Muslim governor had sent a spy, because Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling, he was followed by a lot of people. His associates were with him, and a big crowd was following Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu was engaging everyone in chanting. He was performing kirtan, and everybody was happy. Everybody was in bliss. So a big crowd. Everybody wants to enjoy. So therefore, when they chanted the holy name in association of Mahaprabhu, they were feeling great happiness. And so the crowd kept increasing, swelling. So the spies of the Muslim governor saw this big crowd with this saintly man. So he went there to spy. What is happening here? And just by seeing Mahaprabhu, just by hearing the chanting of the holy name, he became affected. So he had to go and report to his boss, the governor, what he has spied. And what could he report? Krishna consciousness. He told the governor that there is some saintly person over there. He's chanting the names Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And everybody around him is chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And everybody is getting intoxicated. They are dancing. They are crying. They are falling on the ground. They are rolling. So, and when I saw it, when I heard it, I'm also feeling the same. And so he began to chant and began to cry in front of the governor. So the governor was amazed. He said, okay, he sent his secretary, go and confirm what this spy is saying. So the secretary also went to meet Mahaprabhu. And when he saw all these millions of people chanting, dancing, crying, rolling on the ground, he was also affected. So he also returned and told the governor, yes, what this spy said is true. I went there. Everyone is chanting. Everybody is singing. Everybody is crying. Everybody is laughing. Everybody is rolling on the ground. I myself am also affected. And the governor became very eager to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, go back and tell them, I want to meet that saintly man. I want to meet Mahaprabhu. So this way, we can see the potency of the holy name. And that is what we have. At the time of death, that is what we have. Whatever we have cannot save us at the time of death. It's the holy name that can save us at the time of death, as we have seen in the case of Ajamil. Ajamil has so many children, he has his wife, he has his property. But at the time of death, nothing could save him. But just the name, his son's name, which happens to be Lord Narayan's name, that name saved Ajamil from going to the abode of Yamaraj. So our real property is the holy name. And so we should all chant the holy name very, very seriously. I have some 8 points. My time is almost up, that I want to share for improving our chanting. The 8 principles for improving our japa. So everything is based on planning. If you want to do something and succeed, you must plan. So the night before, one must think of the holy name. That is, you want to chant very nicely the next day, you have to start planning today. So in the night, before you sleep, you must program your mind that tomorrow, I want to chant the holy name of the Lord very attentively. Offensive chanting is what is keeping us away from relishing the beauty and sweetness of the holy name. Offensive chanting. And to avoid offensive chanting, we must plan. So the night before, you have to think. Tomorrow, I want to chant the holy name very, very nicely, very attentively. So you program the mind. And in doing that, you make sure that you do not eat something very heavy at night. Take something very light so that you don't have heavy dreams. You don't wake up feeling very lousy, very lazy. You feel very light. So it's recommended that at night you can take some hot milk. Don't eat heavy. Then in the morning, you should take a vow that you're going to chant all your 16 rounds. Actually, 16 rounds, according to His Holiness Bhakti Dhammadhara Maharaj, he says 16 rounds is for lazy people. Yeah, he says 16 rounds is for lazy people. Why should we chant 16 rounds? Because the rounds, we are not enjoying the chanting, that is why we chant only 16 rounds. If you are enjoying the chanting, we should be chanting 32 rounds, 48 rounds, 64 rounds. It's possible. But because the chanting does not produce any taste on our tongue, we are just in a hurry to finish our 16, and as soon as we finish our 16, they're out of our way. Throw away the beat back. But the chanting is drinking nectar. The chanting is tasting the spiritual world. Golokera Dhamma Harinam Sankirtan. The names of Krishna is imported from the spiritual world for the living entities in the material world to give us an opportunity to have an experience of how the living entities in the spiritual world are enjoying. So we must take a vow that I'm going to chant all my 16 rounds in a single sitting, at one go. And so you finish all your rounds in one go. Don't keep some for later business. No, do it all at once. Then before you start chanting, you should pray. Pray to the holy name. My dear holy name, please allow me to chant you attentively. We should pray to the Panchatattva. We should pray to our Guru Maharaj. We should pray to Srila Prabhupada to help us. And we are so conditioned. Please help us lighten this conditioning so that we can penetrate the holy name. And we should sit in the proper posture. If you listen to Srila Prabhupada's japa, most of the times we hear him say, sit properly. The sitting posture is very important. So we have to sit properly, then we can chant properly. Then we have to concentrate on the sound vibration. The nature of the mind is to flicker. Chanchalam hi manasa Krishna. The mind is chanchalam. The mind is always moving. That is the nature of the conditioned mind. It's jumping from one place to another place to another place. The mind is just like a monkey. A monkey cannot stay in one place. Therefore, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada describes the mind as dustamana, wicked mind. We are all taking shelter of our mind. We are thinking that the mind is our best friend, but actually, he's the worst of friends. Actually, the mind is very wicked. So long as he's not attracted to the holy names, he's not attracted to Krishna, that mind is our enemy. And Krishna tells us in Bhagavad Gita, the mind can be our friend, and the mind can be our enemy. So therefore, we have to concentrate the mind on the sound vibration of the holy name. Very important. At least we should hear the sound vibration of the holy name. And we should be ready to pull the mind back wherever it goes. The mind is such a stubborn entity. He runs away from the holy name. You have to drag him back. And then we have to meditate on the meaning of the holy name. What is the meaning of the holy name? We are calling on Krishna to engage us. Please, my Lord, please engage me. So, and the holy name, chanting the holy name is also engagement. Then we have to chant in a helpless mood. Chanting in a helpless mood is very important. Ajamil chanted the holy name in a helpless mood. He chanted the name in an offenseless mood. If you don't chant in a helpless mood, the holy name will not manifest. If you don't chant in an offenseless mood, the holy name does not manifest. It is said that the jiva, when he is empowered by the Ladini Shakti, then the holy name manifests fully. But to be empowered by the Ladini Shakti, the living entity has to be free from offenses. And that is why Swayambhuva Manu advised Dhruva Maharaj, Titikshaya Karunaya, Samatvena Chakladyantasu, that you have to deal with everyone with compassion, with friendship, with equality. The Lord is very pleased when you deal with everyone with compassion, with equality, with friendship. The Lord is very pleased. So a devotee has no time hating that person and hating that person and begrudging that person and begrudging that person. If you begrudge somebody or you have grudges to somebody in your heart, the holy name will not manifest. It constitutes an offense. So therefore, we must deal with everyone with compassion, with friendship, with equality. Then the holy name will manifest. Then we can chant in a helpless mood. Then we can chant offenselessly. And then the holy name will take effect. And we would immediately, it happens in seconds, immediately we will see that the name is not different from Krishna. One time, His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, he came to one temple in West Africa, and by then I was in charge of that temple, and we were preaching. There was a nearby university, and we were doing a lot of university programs among the students and the lecturers and so on. So when Marai came, we had a public lecture at the university, the Department of Agric, and the dean of the Faculty of Agric became the chairman. And so it attracted all the important personalities in the university. And so the following day, we invited everyone to the temple for a lecture, Sunday lecture. And many professors came, many lecturers came, many students came. And Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, he sat on the Vyasasan, and he started to chant the Jaya Radama before the class. And then he switched onto the holy name, and there was no class. He just kept chanting the Hare Krishna mantra for more than 1 hour. And everyone, actually he lifted the whole room, he opened the spiritual sky, and even those people who had come to the temple for the first time, the professors, the students, they all testified that they have never had such an experience before. That was their first experience, the holy name. They were so happy, even though there was no lecture, but that was sufficient for their hearts. So here we are, we have the opportunity to satisfy our hankering hearts by chanting the holy name offenselessly. That is what has saved Yamara, has saved Ajamil, and that will also save us. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. think my time is up. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.